It's more to keep you connected than anything else. We've been looking at the three city-states. This is satanic occult symbols in Washington, D.C. There's a scripture here, Revelation 2:9. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. The Pentagon is an infinite occult symbol. It is the center of a pentagram, and a pentagram fits perfectly inside a pentagon. Talking about the whole city is nothing but a satanic, because the dream I read to you about the Lord's going to bring down D.C., or the three, London City. We read London Bridge is falling down. The Vatican talks about the Vatican, Babylon. Obelisk are erect phallic penis symbols related to the Egyptian sun god Ra. That's the Washington Monument there. The four sides of the Washington Monument are lined with the cardinal directions, east, west, north, and south. At the ground level, each side of the monument measures 55.5 feet in width, which is equal to 666 inches each side. The height of the obelisk is 555.5 feet, which is equal to 6,666 inches. This is the exact ratio of King Nebuchadnezzar's golden image, which was 90 by 9 feet and 10 to 1 ratio. Christians have the cross, but Illuminists have their phallic obelisk. The new grand phallus obelisk symbol represents the senator power of the global Illuminati elite in the One World Trade Center, replacing the old World Trade Center in New York. The new architectural wonder is exactly 1,776 feet tall, featuring the Great Pyramid in its design. The evidence is that the satanic plot for world government has existed for millennials as perpetrating from generation to generation by occult organizations. Now, what the Lord had me yesterday and this week is bringing us into the reality that the New World Order has been in place for a long time. We're not waiting on it to come. It's here. The word obelisk literally means Baal's shaft or Baal's organ of reproduction. This should be especially shocking when we realize that we have a gigantic obelisk in our nation's capital known as the Washington Monument. This source here is by Dr. Kathy Burns, Messianic and Occult Symbols Illustrated. Truly, I hope I'm not the only Christian who has a problem with a giant erect male penis being the symbol of our nation. This is so perverted. Philippians 2:15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom ye shine as lights in the world. The erect male phallus is an ancient occult symbol of satanic power and strength. In this, the Luciferian ruling elite's way of mocking us as they debase, humiliate, rape, and dehumanize us. It is no coincidence that the Washington Monument was erected 6,666 inches tall. It's 66.6 inches wide. It has Satan's markings all over it. Luciferians have hijacked our nation, and they are in the process of setting up a police state that will rival World War II fascist, which we already see that, Germany under Adolf Hitler. Just wait until America's guns are confiscated. It will happen. No, it won't. No, it won't. All right, the Illuminati launched their 1775 plot for world government the next year in 1776 during the Revolutionary War. The rebels no longer broke away from England, establishing their own 13 colonies here in America. But they tried to also overthrow Canada in the War of 1812. The Canadians weren't so easy to defeat, and the Illuminati were instead defeated and pushed back into the U.S. by Canada. The United States was founded by Freemasons with the primary intent of one day achieving world government, a.k.a. a new world order. U.S. President George Washington was a high-level Freemason, as were eight of the 56 signers at the Declaration of Independence. The following evidence shows the Masonic control over Washington, D.C., the headquarters of our U.S. federal government. Now, see the owl? The owl is the Illuminati, or skull and bones. The owl, Bohemian Grove, that's the symbol. Says above, the mall is Washington, D.C., is laid out so the gardens and streets from the streets formed the image of an owl. The owl is representative of the mystical goddess Lilith. Talks about Reed, Bohemian Grove exposed. Bohemian Grove is in California, and it's kind of the elites go there, and it's all men. It's a men's club. And they have their hunts and their pedo stuff, and they have their ritual sacrifices. Sometimes they don't use real sacrifices, but I watched one. I watched a ritual. It was InfoWars, and he was undercover filming across the river as they did these, you know, their occultic stuff. The street design in Washington, D.C. has been laid out in such a manner that certain luciferic symbols are depicted by the streets, cul-de-sacs, and rotaries. This design was created in 1791, a few years after Freemasonry assumed the leadership of the New World Order in 1782. In Europe, occult leaders were told by their familiar spirits as early as the 1740s that the new American continent was to be established as the new Atlantis, and its destiny was to assume the global leadership of the drive to the New World Order. It makes me think about what was that movie where they uncovered Atlantis? The second, what is the movie? Nicolas Cage.
National Treasure,
where they uncover, you know, through Mount Rushmore, the city of Atlantis. The United States of America was chosen to lead the world into this kingdom of Antichrist from the beginning. Well, God had a plan for America, and it wasn't for that. The capital in Washington, D.C., which is evidenced by the preponderance of occult symbols. George Washington, a 33-degree Freemason, selected French Freemason Pierre Charles L'Enfant to design the city's layout in D.C. The boundaries of the city, established by George Washington in 1791, form a square 10 miles long on each side, centered on the originally proposed location for the Washington Monument. The east wing, diagonal of the square, crosses over the Capitol building, and the north-south diagonal crosses over the White House. Also in that movie, in that second one, you saw where the different glasses and the different times of day and all this stuff that they do. See, it goes into all these dimensions here of the pyramid. The length of the north, south, east, west diagonals is 10 miles times the square root of 2, or 14.142 miles. This distance converts. To me, this stuff is dizzying. Mm-hmm. Like, dear Lord. All this gobbledygook. But it's true nonetheless. I'm going to skip down. The first series of symbols I will point out with the seat of the executive branch of government, the White House, indicated by the red arrow above. If you are on Google Earth user, you can see these satellite images for yourself. How you see the pentagram laid out here. As you can see by the outline, the White House sits at the apex of an inverted pentagram. This symbol is incomplete by only two small pieces indicated by the yellow lines. The hexagram is nearly complete except for one small piece on the northwest side outlined in yellow. If you draw the pentagram and hexagram symbols together, you can see the three sides of a cross. Finishing the symbol on the land sitting in front of the White House reveals a perfectly symmetrical Knights Templar cross. Now you'll see on the, I think it's, is it the United, no, what is that flag? It's got the three Templar crosses on it. I saw a post with Admiral Flynn and somebody had that cross on there and that bothered me. Is that the United, that's not the United, no, the United Nations flag is blue. Anyway, it has been said the Washington Monument obelisk sits due south from the White House. This is not exactly true, as you can see in the photo above. The reality, the obelisk is directly south of the Masonic Temple, which sits 13 blocks north of the White House. The temple of the headquarters of the Supreme Court of Scottish Rites of Freemasonry, molded after descriptions of the mausoleum of Hela, whatever, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. As mentioned earlier, the four sides of the Washington Monument are aligned with the cardinal directions, east, west, north, and south, at the ground level side of the monument. And it talks about the 666 again in that. All right, the obelisk is representative of the male sex organ, worshipped in nearly all pagan cultures. It is a symbol of man's carnal power and might. Satanism and the occult are saturated with sexual perversion, child molesting, human sacrifices, Most worshipers in these groups deny such claims, but some have openly professed it, such as the godless bisexual Aleister Crowley. Didn't he raise up the satanic church? Such immoral occult influences are prevalent in rock music, feminism, and even in Walt Disney movies such as The Chronicles of Narnia. Which, in this photograph, I've indicated both the White House and the Capitol building. The square and compass symbol stretches from the White House to the Capitol. All right, one more here. All right, it shows, so the whole city looks like an owl. A bird's eye view of the Capitol building reveals a figure resembling an owl. The owl is a symbol which represents a pagan deity. Nocturnal birds are symbols of sorcery and metaphysics because black magic cannot function in the light of truth and is powerful only when surrounded by ignorance. The owl is considered wise because the creature is able to see through the darkness of ignorance and materiality, hence its association with the goddess Athena and its veneration during the nocturnal cremation of care ceremony at the Bohemian Grove. Okay. We'll go through these pretty quickly. Because you see, this is all in D.C. Back here above the dome, the Capitol building, stands Lady Liberty. It's the goddess Isis. Guarding the entrance of the Capitol building is Nimrod, Baal, in the likeness of a Roman god Mars, whom the Egyptians call Osiris. As you can see from the image below, this entrance is identical to that of the Roman Parthenon, or Pantheon, of the gods, as well as the Greek Parthenon. There are several significant buildings in the District of Columbia with these ancient designs, including the White House. We need to get out of this. Mm-hmm. Our president needs to be in a clean setting. The central part of the Supreme Court building is modeled after the Temple of Artemis, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. The George Washington Masonic Memorial, modeled after descriptions of the pharaohs of Alexandria, another wonder of the ancient world, sites across the Potomac and Alexandria, Virginia, just inside the diagonal square border of D.C. The statue of Washington in the Smithsonian Museum of American History was modeled after descriptions of the statue of Zeus at Olympia. One of the seven wonders of the ancient world, the museum is aligned to the cardinal directions. The statue sits at the western end of the main floor facing east. Compare this portrayal of Washington to the images of Zeus and Baphomet. Do you notice any similarities? All right, here's the number of the man here. Three city states, the All-Seeing Eye, the pyramid. You know, this started in the garden. The Egyptian system, here you go, pyramids. The eye represents Lucifer, the prince of darkness, who transforms himself into an angel of light. Notice the two circles above on the back of every U.S. dollar, saturated with occult symbology. I'll be glad when we get our new currency. All right. You know, now it kind of makes sense with the false flag events. When that, remember the person that folded all the dollars and you saw the Titanic sink, you saw the bombing of the World Trade Center, you saw all these disasters pre-planned. The capstone of the pyramid is symbolic of the Antichrist who, when he comes, will complete the pyramid. The beast system is now being prepared, aka the New World Order. Below, you can get an idea of the power structure of these occult groups. If you want to do research, look up the various groups on the internet, such as the Mother of Darkness. Okay. Really, this says right here, it's a capstone. It goes on top of something else. Okay. All right. Y'all can take that and you can read the rest of it, but I just wanted you to kind of see.